sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour, and today, Super Tuesday. And DB Kid has an excellent piece out on Super Tuesday, The Herding Technique. I want to share with you. And is Treason on War, Sun Tzu said, hold out baits to entice the enemy, train disorder, and crush him. It is this strategy in the art of war which we are seeing once again in the presidential primary. Predictably, the two main political parties have thrown out their choices to see which of them will stick by offering up the most enticing bait, Congressman Ron Paul being the exception. In the case of change we can believe in, Barack Obama, you can expect no change. Obama has baited voters with the usual rhetoric, making promises he cannot keep. Obama is just another clueless, spit-and-polished politician who is completely ignoring, even if he even understands the subject matter, the genesis of the financial tsunami beginning to roll across this land. Obama's bait is cloaked in what mother government can do for you, with the biggest carrot being health care, using fancy, deceptive doublespeak. During one of the debates, he and Marxist Hillary Clinton discussed whether or not Americans should be mandated, that's forced, by the way, to purchase health insurance. Stalinesque, Clinton actually took this communist concept one giant step further. Speaking on ABC's This Week program, the Democratic senator from New York said she might be willing to have wages garnished if people refuse to buy health insurance. You know, except for the accident, folks, I've never had health insurance, and I've never used it, and I don't go to doctors unless I got a broken arm. And by the way, in that accident, I had three broken ribs, which the doctors, I couldn't do anything except drug me out of existence for 3 months and try to run up a huge hospital bill. So I don't really feel that I need health insurance. Do you? Well, if you vote for Hillary, you'll darn sure get it. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back, and we're DV Kid is talking about today, Super Tuesday, and yesterday we told you what John McCain had in store for you. Today, DV's pointing out what the others have. The Hillary Clinton, Democratic senator from New York, said she might be willing to have wages garnished if people refuse to buy health insurance. Unconstitutional, and it would be shot down by every court in this country. Obama wants criminals, illegal aliens, who smuggle themselves across our borders to have driver's license so they can kill you or your loved ones and skip back across the border. Same old pimping for votes from a particular race of people promoted by those advancing communism in America. Isn't it strange that when we were in school, they told us communism was bad, but they never told us what it was? That's because we might have understood that we've had communism in this country as long as they have in Russia. DV says, we must realize that our parties, and this is a quote from Congressman Abernathy in 1957, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding the consciousness of the dark races, that for centuries they've been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them into the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for the subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to install in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of Negroes. We will aid the Negroes in rise and prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. Actually, that was Israel Cohen, a leading communist in England, in his A Racial Program for the 20th Century, 1912, quoted by Congressman Abernathy in the Congressional Record, June 7, 1957. And that's what I've told you. That's why the Aryan nations are simply government-oriented, government-sponsored group out there. Because every time they refer to blacks as mud people, they refer to Chinese as chinks, they refer to Mexicans as spics. They are shooting themselves in the foot, and they're making you look bad if you're white. The only thing they've ever said that was worthwhile was be proud of your race. I'm certainly proud to be white. I'm proud to be a Texan. That doesn't mean I hate people from Oklahoma. Unless, of course, they refer to me or to Texas as Baja, Oklahoma. Them's fighting words. As for moral issues, Barack Obama condones and supports the murder of unborn babies. He condones and supports the filth of sodomy and lesbian sex. And by the way, he is certainly bisexual. There's a gentleman put out a video stating that he had sex with Barack Obama. So he claims to be a Christian, but one has to wonder what Bible he reads. The King James Version of the Holy Bible, the Word of the Almighty, calls sodomites and their perversions an abomination. And how about the Ten Commandments? God's commanded, thou shalt not kill. So how do Christians, regardless of denomination, support this guy for president? And remember, he comes from the Philippines, and he may have switched to a Muslim, to a Christian church, but he was raised as a Muslim. And Obama's got 10 reasons for supporting infanticide. A ban to stop aborted mothers from being shelved to die would be burdensome to mothers. Before voting no for a second time in the Senate Judiciary Committee on March 5, 2002, Obama stated, what we are doing here is to create one more burden on women, and I can't support that. Christians who vote for Barack Obama make a mockery of God's laws and reinforce the concept it's okay to bargain away moral convictions in exchange for more money for education. To save Social Security and better health care, how about Obama's religious and spiritual mentor, Reverend Jeremy Wright, in December 2000 issue of Trumpet, Wright sang the praises of Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who described whites as blue-eyed devils and Jews as bloodsuckers, at Barrack's church, where he's receiving spiritual guidance and mentoring, is the quintessential example of racism and bigotry. Carolyn Kennedy recently endorsed Obama by saying he would be a president just like her father. Really? JFK was a notorious womanizer. His martial vows meant nothing, citing just two of dozens of affairs. He committed adultery with Nazi spy Ingrid Arvada and rubbed his toddy affair with a Hollywood star, Marilyn Monroe, in Jacqueline Kennedy's face for all the world to see. The controlled dominant media contained Rudy Giuliani's terrorist ties. And so far, there's no mention of the traitor who is Obama's main foreign policy advisor, Webster Tarpley, who's been around a long, long time. He is a thorough researcher, and his column provides Americans with the ugly truth about whom Obama consorts with. Obama campaign linked to Chechen terrorism. Anyone thinking of voting for No Change Obama might also want to read some other articles. We'll try to get links for you. And let's check out this one. Obama's link to Chechnya terrorism. Grant of taxpayer-funded U.S. asylum for Chechen terror envoy gave Obama foreign policy guru Zbigniew Brzezinski one of the happiest days of my life. I'm glad Brzezinski is a former United States National Security Advisor. Hatred cannot drive foreign policy. Russian U.N. Ambassador, now Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the Charlie Rose program, March 25, 1999. How would Americans feel if Russia offered sanctuary to Osama bin Laden? If American people were generally aware that the foreign minister of one of the most murderous terrorist organizations in the country, a man whose extradition on terrorism charges is sought by at least one UN Security Council permanent member, is living openly in Washington, D.C., they might be indignant. If Americans knew that this is the foreign minister of a terrorist group specializing in killing women and children first in a hospital, then in a school, then later defenseless civilians in a theater, and their indignation might grow into rage. If they knew this envoy for terrorists is living in the comfortable Woodley Park neighborhood of Washington, D.C., with a lifestyle most Americans cannot afford, with an office, a secretary, a travel budget, and public relations budget, all paid for at the expense of the U.S. taxpayers, the State Department checks signed by Condoleezza Rice, they might be furious. If they knew that this ambassador for terrorists had been set up in his current all-expense-paid, taxpayer-funded lifestyle by a man whose main image advisor and main foreign policy advisor and the main foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama, their view of the Illinois senator and his qualifications for the presidency might undergo a radical change. And yet, this is all reality. The terrorist organization in question is a Chechen rebel group associated with the names of two of the greatest butchers of our time, Aslan Maskhadov and Shamir Basayev, both deceased, even though the organization they built fights own. The foreign minister and ambassador for this terrorist group is Ilyas Kamatov, born December 1960, who was granted political asylum in the United States in 2003. Akhmadov's patron is none other than Zbigniew Brzezinski, the former head of the National Security Council during the Jimmy Carter administration, and before that, the co-founder with David Rockefeller of the Trilateral Commission in 1973. Brzezinski, in turn, is not only the main foreign policy advisor to the Barack Obama presidential campaign. Zbigniew is in many ways the creator of public relations image profile now being used by Obama in his quest for the White House, an image that is developed in Zbigniew's latest book, Second Chance. Zbigniew's son, Mark Brzezinski, a veteran of the NSC under Clinton, is another key foreign policy advisor for Obama. Mika Brzezinski, daughter to Zbigniew and sister to Mark, turns out a propaganda line slated in favor of Obama every morning on the MSNBC Morning Joe program. Ian Brzezinski, another son of Zbigniew, is busy poisoning U.S. relations with Russia from his post as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Europe.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Back here. If you, I'd like to hear from you, 800-313-9443. And by the way, just for your information here, I'll be doing 3 hours today. You might go to freeamerican.com and see where we'll be, where I'll be broadcasting that. We'll be at 3 hours. We'll be doing 3 hours for the day. If you go to freeamerican.com, you can see what the links are and do that. As a matter of fact, I'll be doing that right now, putting that up here. We're also working on a new thing and a new page on the website, because I'm going back into writing pretty much full-time. If I get the help that I need in the Free American. So if you're looking for a business, if you're looking to do some publishing, you might consider working with the Free American. I simply can't run the office and do what I need to do, do the shows and write the articles and the books that I've got. And we're working on a new series that's going to be pretty much based on reality with a fictional character. But all of the characters surrounding him are pretty much real. We're like the president, like the vice president, people like that. We'll have all of that up in the new Terrorist Hunter fictional series. Okay. And let's get back to DV Kid. And as you heard about Barack Obama, the devil's in that woman, Miss Emma, the cook at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion, said, referring to Hillary, from the book by Ronald Kessler, Inside the White House, Marxist Hillary Clinton is no different than Obama, except for gender and race. They both support more and more taxation that feed the same failed policies. As with Obama, Clinton supports the killing of unborn babies and is quite popular with the sexual deviant crowd who buys her favors with lots of cash. Again, I ask, how can any Christian who believes in the Holy Bible, who believes the Holy Bible is God's word, vote for Hillary Clinton when she condones and supports sexual deviance and the killing of unborn babies? 50 million abortions since Roe versus Wade. That's more than the entire population of California by 14 million. 50 million beating hearts murdered and thrown into the hazardous waste buckets for disposal. How do Christians do that? How do they go to church on Sunday and then turn right around on Monday and cheer on a morally bankrupt female like Hillary Clinton? Hey, but those, there's probably a large percentage of those were white people, and they're being replaced by 30 million Mexicans that are invaders in this country. As for experience, Hillary Clinton is the most accomplished liar running for president, hand down. For a comprehensive look at Hillary Clinton, just that female is a classic narcissist, a sociopathic nightmare who doesn't want to be president. She wants to be your overlord. The National Association of Witches, that's now to you, bellyached last week when Mary Jo Kopechne's killer, booze-embalmed Edward Kennedy, endorsed Obama. Those shrill hens said Kennedy betrayed them. Betrayed what? Endorsing two mammary glands and a vagina? Millions of Americans will vote for Obama because of the color of his skin instead of being qualified for the job. Foolish women will vote for Clinton because she has the right plumbing. As for the other sex, only sissy men would ever vote for Hillary, a replacement mommy to take care of their every need from sperm to worm. How about Clinton and our military? Have Americans forgotten how the Clintons hate our military and how shabbily her and Bill treated active duty personnel while occupying the White House? Hillary Clinton, like her husband, is more than just a crook. Judicial Watch recently named Hillary Clinton top of the list of the 10 most wanted corrupt politicians. Democrats may want to rethink their loyalty to a party versus their loyalty to this republic and whether they choose to continue to live in a life of indentured servitude. The same applies to Republican faithful because of his honesty, integrity, voting record, and message of freedom and liberty. Congressman Ron Paul is the only candidate receiving support from Americans who belong to the three top political parties in this country, Republican, Democrat, and Constitution Party. The same cannot be said for any of the other four establishment puppets. It's no better on the Republican side with the three anointed media favorites carrying the water for the global cabal. The Huckabee honeymoon is over. Now he's taking a beating in these fast food primaries, along with McCain, Flip Romney.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, 800-313-9443 is our number here. If you want to call in and talk to me today, love to hear from you. And, Gary, by the way, I wasn't hearing the music there when the commercials were coming on. I don't know if that's just a glitch or my hearing. But back to... Okay, let's see, here's an open letter to Hillary. Dear Hillary, by polling logic, I should be your supporter, Democrat, older woman, white, liberal. I was even in a dorm with you in college. I pulled for you for years, but something this past summer fundamentally changed my responsibility to my children and grandchildren. In the time I have left in my life to protect them and others, I need to speak out. I saw a NewsHour piece on Maharashtra, India, about farmers committing suicide. Monsanto, a U.S. agriculture giant, hired Hollywood actors for ads telling illiterate farmers they could get rich, by their standards, from big yields with Monsanto. with Monsanto's BT cottonseed. That's genetically engineered cottonseed. The expensive seeds needed expensive fertilizer and pesticides, Monsanto again, and irrigation. There's no irrigation there. Crops failed. Farmers had larger debt than they ever experienced. And farmers couldn't collect seeds from their own fields to try again, true since time immemorial, because Monsanto patents their DNA-altered seeds as intellectual property. They have a $10 million budget and a staff of 75 devoted solely to prosecuting farmers. Since the late 1990s, when industrial agriculture took hold in India, 166,000 Indian farmers have committed suicide, and 8 million have left the land. Farmers in Europe, Asia, Africa, Indonesia, South Africa, Central America, and here have protested Monsanto and the genetic engineering for years. What does all this have to do with you? Hillary has connections to Monsanto through Rose Law Firm, where you worked, and through Bill, who hired Monsanto people for certain food-related roles. You are willing to name Rural Americans for Hillary, was planned with Troutman Sanders, Monsanto's lobbyist. Genetic engineering and industrialized food and animal production all come together at the Rose Law Firm, which represents the world's largest genetically engineering corporation, Monsanto, GE's most controversial project, DPNL's, now Monsanto's, Terminator genes, the world's largest meat producer, Tyson, the world's large, and by the way, the Tyson chickens and the Monsanto beef won't have to be chipped under the animal identification system. The Tyson is the world's largest retailer, and Rose Law Firm also represents a dominant food retailer, Walmart. The inbredness of Rose's legal representatives, representation of corporations which own controlling interest in other corporations there, and of corporate board members sharing members, corporate board sharing members who are also stockholders in each other's corporations there. It is so thorough that it's hard to capture. John Jacoby, senior executive of the Stevens Group, one of the largest institutional shareholders of Tyson Foods, Walmart, DPNL, and also chairman of the board of DPNL, and arranged the Walmart deal. Jackson Stevens Group staked Sam Walton and financed Tyson Foods. Monsanto bought DPNL, all represented at Rose. You didn't just work there. You made friends. This shows in the flow of favors, and since you were invited onto Walmart's board, you were helped by a Tyson executive to make commodity trades 3 days before Bill became governor, netting you $100,000. Jackson Stevens strongly backed Bill for governor and then for president, donating $100,000. Food and Friends, in Clinton's terms, Bill's appointed advisor, Mike Espy, Secretary of Agriculture, who immediately, significantly weakened federal chicken waste and contamination standards, opening the door to major expansion by Tyson's Chicken Factory Farms, who, by the way, Tyson, probably one of the largest employers of illegal aliens in the world. Espy resigned, indicted for accepting bribes, illegal contributions, money laundering, illegal dispersal of USDA subsidies. Tyson Foods was the largest corporate offender. But what Bill did for Monsanto's genetic engineering goes beyond inadequate concepts of giving corporate fans influence. He unleashed genetic engineering into the world, and he helped close off people's escape from it. Genetic engineering is many orders of magnitude different from normal, even polluting business, in its potential biological ramifications. The warning myth of Pandora's box, letting irretrievable things rush out into nature, has become real. The hiring change in the world from nuclear fission and fusion is the closest parallel. What did Bill do? Bill put Monsanto people in at the FDA, the U.S. Agriculture Trade Representation, representatives, our international biotechnology consulting, consulting forums, and more. Bill's FDA gave Monsanto permission to market RBGH, GE, both bovine growth hormone, the first genetically engineered product let loose on us. Or did tomatoes with fish DNA get there first? And despite reports of bovine illness and death, Bill's FDA did not recall or put warnings on it. Even an angry, very vocal nationwide consumer base had no impact. And by the way, we just watched a video about some whistleblowers let's hear that.
What Fox Television told us was that we were just the...
This is Steve Wilson and Jane Acker.
...and get answers. This is great. This is a dream job. Fantastic. The very first thing they had us do was not to research stories, but to shoot this promo, which was the investigators...
Now, by the way, they're talking about Fox News here, the same Fox News that wouldn't let you hear about Ron Paul, wouldn't let him on the debate, and this couple, I met this couple a few years back, they were trying to get this story out about this bovine growth hormone. It's in your milk, you're buying your milk, and they're not only trying to control production and control the food supply, because plank number 9 on the Communist Manifesto is corporate farms. They're basically trying to kill you with the meat, milk that you're buying at the supermarket. Let's listen.
Film crew and a smoke machine, and we were silhouetted.
One of the first stories that Jane came up with was the revelation that most of the milk in the state of Florida and throughout much of the country was adulterated with the effects of bovine growth hormone, the artificial hormone that farmers were injecting into their cows so that they would produce more milk.
With Monsanto, I didn't realize how effectively a corporation could work to get something on the marketplace. The levels of coordination they had to have. They had to get university professors into the fold. They had to get experts into the fold. They had to get reporters into the fold. They had to get the public into the fold. And, of course, the FDA. Let's not leave them out. They had to get the federal regulators convinced that this was a fine and safe product to get it onto the marketplace. And they did that. They did that very, very well.
It's a great time to be a high-producing cow. Posilac One Step. Bovine Somatotropin by Monsanto.
The federal government basically rubber-stamped it before they put it on the marketplace. The longest test they did for human toxicity was 90 days on 30 rats.
Posilac is the single most tested new product in history and is now available to you specifically so you can increase your profit potential.
And then either Monsanto misreported the results to the FDA or the FDA didn't bother to look in depth at Monsanto's own studies.
The scientists within Health Canada looked very carefully at bovine growth hormone and came to very different conclusions than the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. did.
Monsanto's engineered growth hormone did not comply with safety requirements. It could be absorbed by the body and therefore did have implications for human health. Mysteriously, that conclusion was deleted from the final published version of their report.
They knew there were problems. They saw serious potential human health problems and they stood up in Canada and said, we're not going to approve this because we don't believe it's safe.
We have been pressured and coerced to pass drugs of questionable safety, including the RDST. I personally was very concerned that there's a very serious problem of secrecy, conspiracy, and things of that nature, and something needs to be done.
The FDA was then on the hot seat. They had to come up with an answer. They didn't come up with a good one. And they never took the opportunity then. I mean, what would they do? Pull it off the market and say we need to now do the job that we didn't do the first time? They didn't do that.
We wrote the story. We had it ready a week beforehand. They bought ads.
Farmers in the milk industry say it's safe, but study suggests a link to cancer. Don't miss this special report from the investigators.
That Friday night before the Monday the series was to begin, the fax machine spit out a letter from this very high-priced lawyer in New York that Monsanto had hired. It contained a lot of things that were just off-the-wall false, just demonstrably false. But if you didn't know the story and you didn't know how he had gone about producing it, it would have scared you as a broadcaster, as a manager.
And they decided that they would pull the story and they would just check it one more time.
But the bottom line was that there was no factual errors in that story. Both sides had been heard from. Both sides had had an opportunity to speak.
1 week later, Monsanto sent the second letter. And this was even more strongly worded. And it said there will be dire consequences for Fox News if the story airs in Florida. And this time they freaked. They were afraid of being sued, and they were also afraid of losing advertising dollars at all of the stations owned by Rupert Murdoch. And he owned more television stations than any other group in America. And that's 22 television stations. That's a lot of advertising dollars for Roundup, aspartame, NutraSweet, and other products.
So we got into a battle. And the first deal was the new general manager.
And his name's Dave. And Dave is a salesman. And, you know, you pump your hand. How you doing? How you doing?
Called us upstairs to his office, and he said, what would you say if I killed this piece? What if it never ran? And we said, well, you know, we wouldn't be very happy about that. And he said, well, I could kill it, you know. And we said, yes, of course, you're the manager. You could kill it. It would never air. And he's hemming and he's hawing and he's back. And, and we couldn't figure out, what is this all about? And finally he blurted out, look, would you tell anybody? You know, I said, I'm not going to lie for you. About a week later, calls us back to the office and says, okay, we'd like you to make these changes. In fact, you will make these changes. We said, well, look, let us show you the research that we have that shows that this information you want us to broadcast isn't true. To which he replies, I don't care about that. I said, pardon me? And he said, that's what I have lawyers for. Just write it the way the lawyers want it written. I said, you know, this is news. This is important. This is stuff people need to know. And I'll never forget, he didn't pause a beat, and he said, we just paid $3 billion for these television stations. We'll tell you what the news is. The news is what we say it is. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, well, he said, if you refuse to present this story the way we think it should be presented, you'll be fired for insubordination. I said, I will go to the Federal Communications Commission and I will report that I was fired from my job by you, the licensee of these public airwaves, because I refused to lie to people on the air. And it's thank you very much. You'll hear from us right away. Well, 24 hours came and went. We didn't hear a thing. And about a week later, he calls us back, and now we've changed strategies. How about if we pay you some money and you just go away? And I said, how much money? Because, you know, when somebody offers to bribe you like that, I always want to know if it might be worth it.
He was going to offer us the rest of our year's salary if we agreed not to talk about what Monsanto had done, to not talk about the Fox corporate response in suppressing the story, and to not talk about the story, not talk about BGH again, anywhere, not take the story to another news organization. Just zip up.
I said, you mean if I want to go to my daughter's PTA meetings and explain what's in the school milk at the school lunch program? I can't, no. You can never speak about this anywhere.
And Steve says, okay, write it up. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Write it up. And I didn't say anything. And Dave, he wrote it up. And he FedExed it to us a couple days later. And he said, are you going to sign? And we said, nah, Dave, we're not going to sign that. And he said, we'll send it back, okay? Said, no, Dave, we're not going to send that back.
It was, okay. We can't buy you out. We can't shut you up. Let's get the story on the air in a way that we can all agree it will go on the air. And we started rewriting and editing with their lawyers.
Well, during this 8-month re-review process, I'd say, jokingly, they did things like, for example, they wanted to take out the word cancer. You don't have to identify what the potential problem is, but just say human health implications. Any criticism of Monsanto or its product, they either removed it or minimized it. And it was very, very clear, I would say, almost every edit they made to the piece, that was the aim.
And we changed this and this and this, and then that wasn't good enough. Okay, now change this and this and this. Now change this and this. Version after version after version, 83 times.
83 times is unheard of. It doesn't happen. You shouldn't have to rewrite something 83 times. Obviously, they didn't want to put the thing on the air, and they were trying to drive us crazy and get us to quit or wait until the first window in our contract so that they could fire us.
They, in effect, announced that they were going to fire us for no cause. Well, this was a little much.
And Steve wrote a letter to the lawyer in Atlanta, whose name is Carolyn Forrest, the Fox corporate lawyer.
And I said, you know, this isn't about being fired for no cause. You're firing us because we refused to put on the air something that we knew and demonstrated to be false and misleading. That's what this is about. And because we put up a fight, because we stood up to this big corporation, and we stood up to your editors, and we stood up to your lawyers, and we said to you, look, there ought to be a principle higher than just making money.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, my number here. My number here is 888-678-1444. If you want to help out, well, we need some advertising. and we need subscriptions, and we could use some donations. Just call me today, this morning, at 888-678-1444, or go to the website, freeamerican.com. We'll be doing 3 hours today, and you can get the shows and get the stations that we'll be on by going to freeamerican.com. Matter of fact, I'll be uploading that in just a couple of seconds here. Democrats, you've heard about the Democrats here, but frankly, it's not any better on the Republican side unless you're voting for Ron Paul. And you ever think about this? I mean, by separating us up into Democrats and Republicans, that is dividing and conquering, because the same kind of people are being run on both sides of the party, again, with the exception of Ron Paul. And what you just heard about Fox Network is the way they operate. It's the way they keep control. They don't. How many reporters have the guts that this couple had to stand up to Fox News with the lawyers, the threats, and bribes being offered? There is one source out there. One source available to you that will tell you the truth, that will tell you about Monsanto, that will tell you about the growth hormones, that will tell you about the genetically engineered foods, that will tell you about the police state that is approaching right now. We've got a new order, fascist utopia, a perpetual war, social instability, police brutality, and economic uncertainty. And it's real apparent here. They're using the herding technique. The manipulators have been busy shuffling the deck, along with McCain and Flip Romney, or the Huckabee honeymoon's over. He's taking a beating in these fast food primaries, along with McCain. Flip Romney, his campaign remains broke. Romney is dipping into his millions to keep his show alive, while Ron Paul continues to enjoy enormous financial support. The manipulators have been busy. It appears that Brother Huck is about to be dealt one of the losing hands. He's outlived his usefulness. Flip Romney represents the same old agenda, more endless wars, but life is cheap to Romney, especially the life of an unborn baby, but evangelical Christians love him. Romney will not protect your Second Amendment rights. John McCain, in his usual arrogant fashion, has declared Super Tuesday would wrap up the GOP race and he will get the nomination of his party. What a tragedy for this country if this man were to ever sit in the Oval Office. The man of stay in Iraq for 10,000 years agenda and his former POW status and connections. He was investigated, should have been prosecuted for his crimes, but for his POW status and connection, he would have gone to prison. Son of a Nazi stormtrooper, leftist Arnold Schwarzenegger, endorsed McCain last week. They deserve each other. 888-678-1444.